John 17, verse 1. These are the last words of Jesus' life. These are the final words he's going to say before crucifixion and so on. And then he's going home. So his life was lived aimed at returning home. But he was on a mission. I mean, he could have stayed home, but he went, no, no, Father, not my will, but yours. Not my thoughts, but yours. Not my feelings, but yours. And so this is a good mission. And they're going to kill you and all that, but don't worry about that. In this world, you have trouble, but be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. They're going to kill you. Your own people will reject you. The Romans will kill you, and so on and so forth. So don't worry about that. That's your mission. And then give them hope. Give them hope. While you're going through this world, recognize that you can't rely upon your mind, your will, your emotions, which I gave you. But you gave them to me. Yeah, well, give them back. I gave them to you so you could worship me. And your sacrifice that I'm after is not good works. The good work is give up your mind, your will, your emotions, and just listen to my good promises. The Father's promises are what you want to build your life on. The Father's promises. When the Father promises you something, son, tomorrow we're going to go to Fossil Rim. See all the animals. Yay! When is tomorrow? It's not right now. When is it? Are we almost there? And so Father's will and pleasure and purpose, you might think he's losing today. You might think the Hindus and Buddhists and Muslims and everybody else is doing pretty well. That church is kind of confused today and lukewarm and so on. And so you might think, well, Jesus really wasted his time because we haven't got his message. You know, I don't even have it. I'm a Christian, I don't even have it. You know, you might be thinking something like that. But the truth is, everything's right in order. It's just as he said it would be. He said in the last days, there'll be a falling away, a great apostasy. And so, hey, don't be surprised. A lot of people are not believing in Jesus. A lot of young people today don't even go to church, and they don't care about Jesus, and they're into their little iPods and whatever they're doing. And they're caught up in another world of make-believe and cyber space and all that stuff. It's crazy. But they don't know anything about Jesus and so on and so forth. And there's some that do, but it looks like we haven't made a lot of progress about this kingdom of God thing. I don't think that's foremost in everybody's mind, is let's build the kingdom of God. Let's enter into the kingdom of God. I don't think that's foremost. I don't think they teach it in school anymore. I used to have the Bible on the teacher's desk. Used to be on the judge's bench. Now that's gone. Now you have the Quran up there and the Rig Veda and who knows what else. So it's a Machiavellian world. It's a Nimrod world. It's a Baal world. And so even in Texas here, we're the last religious stronghold for Jesus, Bible Belt buckle. And we're it. Yeehaw! The rest of the world's way beyond where we are. It's a post-Christian, post-modern, post-something or other world. It looks like Jesus is out of business. His stock has gone way down. So that's great. How many know that if you put all your hope in him, it's going down. You better sell while you can. You better bail out. Jump ship. But I'm sticking with it.
Amen.
As a matter of fact, I'm more fervent today than ever before. Not because I'm old. I'm not fervent because I'm old. I'm fervent because I don't believe there's anything here. I don't believe this world holds anything. So I don't have an agenda. I don't have any deal except his. I don't have my own purpose. There's nothing in me to buck him. Suffering, I laugh at it. sadness and sorrow, I just rejoice in it. I don't care about it. I don't care about people's problems. I don't care about psychology. I don't care about philosophy. I don't care about religion. I'm not religious. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I'm not religious in the sense of some kind of moral veneer or some kind of ritual or some kind of doctrines. You believe all these things. And head knowledge. I don't want any head knowledge. I want to know Him. I want to know Him. In other words, I want to have intercourse with Him every day. I don't know if that means anything to y'all, but it means a lot to me. It means everything to me. I don't have a life. I no longer have a life or hope or joy or peace or anything apart from Him. All my life, all my joy, all my peace, all my knowledge, all my everything, I'm not eating of that other tree. I'm not going to eat of that tree of the knowledge of good and evil. I don't need to understand good and evil. I can't figure it out. I'm just doing what Jesus said. I don't need to know all that because I know who my Father is. I know who His Son is. I know His thoughts toward me are always thoughts of peace, and I'm content. I'm content. Everything's going my way. So if somebody dies or leaves or departs or abandons me, or it's okay. Or if I die, I don't care. I don't have any care. Now, I can't give this to you, but your head is not your leader. This is not, you don't, whatever you think, you don't know anything. Whatever's going through your head, it's nothing. You got to renew your mind every day on the Bible. That's a foreign book. A Bible's not inside of me. But I've hid this thing in my heart. I started it in my heart. I fell in love with Jesus long, long time ago. And it's just got better and better every day. Sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. I like His promises. I love all His promises. Now, a promise is always future. A promise is not something you experience today. I'm holding on to a promise that hasn't yet come to pass. What a stupid thing to do in this world. You got a promise. How do you know that promise is going to happen? Well, I do. It's so vivid to me that I'll suffer everything and anything because I believe in it. And it happens to be a good promise. It's so happy to me that I'm happy regardless. Now, can I be killed? Yes. Am I worried about it? No. Why? Because I'm not. I mean, everybody is, but I'm not. I mean, that's just natural. It's natural to be scared or worried or nervous, but I'm not natural. I'm no longer natural. In other words, I'm not bound by the natural tree over there of the knowledge of good and evil. I don't care what my mind says. I don't care what my will wants. I don't care what my emotions feel. I don't care what my body does. I don't care about any of my actions, any of my understandings. I don't care about all that. I'm totally into it. Well, you say, well, Pastor, that's what we pay you. Okay, that's cool. That's cool. It's kind of fun. I get paid to be weird. This is like, because I'm not at home down here. I'm a stranger. Pilgrim. Amen? But I'm having a ball. I'm actually having a ball. But I could be completely crazy because Buddhists think that too. They think they're right. And Hindus think that. And Muslims think that. Catholics think that. Jewish people think that, and so on. They're all just as fervent as I am. But I don't think so. I think theirs is just head knowledge. I think it's just ritual. I think it's just a bunch of external stuff. So I don't believe in Judaism. I don't believe in Muslim. I don't believe in Hinduism. I don't believe in Machiavelli. I don't believe in Plato. I don't believe in anything here. And I have a lot of education, and I don't believe in any of it. I think it's all rubbish, garbage, trash. But I'm glad I did it. I am glad I did it, because it just made clearer and clearer what this world is and what it is not. Now, I was a really assiduous student. In other words, I studied it like it was real. I studied it like, you know, it was my life. I mean, I was trying to get all the weapons I could get so I could advance to heights unknown. So I was good. I was good. I drank it up. Peggy can tell you, I was always sincere about it. I liked being smarter than everybody else, knowing more than anybody else. I wanted to be the top of the top of the top. Went to the finest school. Could have gone any other finest school. You know, I chose. But I was going to the toppy top. And that's great. What a waste of time. But actually, I'm happy I did it. I'm happy I did it. Because what I learned is there's nothing at the top. Yep. You know, if you get to the top of the mountain and there's nothing there. I mean, you look around and, whoa, it's glorious for a few minutes. And then after a while, it's like, well, I've seen it. This is it. All it is up here. I can hardly breathe. You ever go to the top of a mountain? It's harder to breathe up there. But at first, it's breathtaking. And then when you don't have any breath, you want to go down. It takes away your breath. Because you look, wow, this is magnificent. And like you're flying an airplane over something. Everything down there is like little ants. I mean, there's nothing down there. You can just see, it looks beautiful. You don't see any garbage pails. Right. It looks wonderful up there. The grass all looks green or brown or yellow or whatever color it's supposed to be. And it just looks perfect, like a little toy set. And you're far from all problems and everything. I mean, you're just floating away up there. But when you look down, you realize that's the way God looks down on the whole thing, and it just looks different than the way it really is. When you get down on the bottom, you can't see that far. You just see a few thousand feet or whatever. So I have a different perspective on everything. I look at everything from the Bible. I have to have the Bible. I don't want the Rig Veda. I don't want the Quran. I don't want the Catholic version. I want to read the Bible in the original language. I like it. So listen to Jesus. This is his last hours and days. He was about to be the Savior of the world, the Lord of lords, King of kings, and all this. But right now, they're about to kill him. And that's a funny way to get to become a king, is be killed. Before you get enthroned, you have to be killed. I don't know that's true of your life. Before you can be resurrected, sit on your high throne, you got to go through death. Oh, well, that's cool. So death comes before glory. Suffering first. Most kings don't want that. They want the glory now. They want the glory down here. Well, then that's all you get. That's all you get. How many know no one respects you? No one thinks you're awesome. I mean, you fooled a few people, but as soon as your few people that you fooled know you better, they realize you're nothing. There's nothing to you. Amen? Well, there's nothing to me except Jesus. I'm sorry. As boring as all get out. Not for me. Right. I'm in love.
Right.
Do I feel it? I don't care about feelings. Do I understand it? I don't even care if I understand it. Do I want every bit of it? Yeah, I do, but I only want what he wants. So I really don't have a want of my own. I just want what he wants. And I just want to do what he wants me to do, and I have no idea if everything I do is what he wants me to do. I might be doing something wrong. No. Amen? And every day I do wrong things. Every day I'm just like Hugo. I'm totally like Hugo. Every day I do wrong things, and there's no question about it. But I know I do because Peggy tells me. She's right there to let me know. You mean, you didn't do it right. She keeps a notebook on me. And I thank God for that. It's good to have someone. Every successful man must have a woman who doesn't believe in him. That is part of your success.
That is great.
You have to have somebody that has no confidence in you at all. Now that is a good wife. Amen? I love that. And you know, you can try to change it, and it's not worth it. Don't even bother. Don't even bother. And the reason they're ticked off at you is because they thought you were supposed to be something better And you know, you just turned out to be flat as a pancake. Come in. So God is, he's totally into your happiness every minute of every second, every moment, every nanosecond. He's totally into your happiness. Look on things above. Don't look on things down here. Look on things. Set your affections, set your love, set your worship, set your whole body and soul and spirit and life and mind and work and everything. Put it all above. Don't be thinking down here. Don't worry about the stock market. Don't worry about the economy. Don't worry about anything here. You know, don't worry about too many bars in Dallas. You know, too many lukewarm churches. Don't worry about that. Everything's going your way. Zippity-doo-da. Zippity-a. How many know that right now is the best moment of your life? That's all you got. Right now, everything's going your way. Don't be afraid of things that could happen and, you know, could be scary out there. And maybe I'll lose my faith or whatever. Or maybe I'll compromise. Or don't worry about all that. No, don't worry about all the stupid things you did in the past, your guilt. Don't worry about that. Throw that away. Jesus died for the past and the future, and you got his promises. That's all you need. I mean, he already did die, so that part's done. It's finished. That part's over. So the past is taken care of. But now, it gives you the Holy Spirit, not something you really were thinking about needing. Yeah. You know, it's like, I don't think I want a ghost. The Holy Ghost. I don't think I want one of those. Couldn't you just stay here? So the disciples, they didn't really want Jesus to go. Kind of like, hey, you know, you're awesome. That water walking thing, that was cool. That was cool. I mean, when Peter got out of that boat and was walking on water, that was awesome. But you know what happened next? Yeah, he looked down and he put his eyes on things below and saw the storm and the troubles and the problems and just, you know, just sunk down into it. Then he had to cry out as though he had never, look at how mature he was to walk on water. None of the other disciples had done that. He just stepped out of the boat and walked on water. Jesus, just, you know, come to me. So he just went to him and he's walking right on water. And all of a sudden that proud guy, he looked down into the drink. He just went right down. That's manic depressive. The guy was up, and now he's down. Then he gets up, and then he's going to go down. I mean, oh, this world can be horrible. Because just when you think you got it, you lose it. And then when you think you've lost it, it comes again. So you never know what's going on. Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, this world's up and down, up and down. It's like the stock market. It's like, you know, whatever. And it's just a yo-yo thing. Hey, today, this is the day, you know, and then you're all excited. And then all of a sudden, something bad happens. Oh, I knew it. Well, you know, I don't think I'll ever get out of this one. And then pretty soon you're up again and you're laughing and you shouldn't be, but you're smiling again and hoping again and down again you go. And you're just back to where you started from, down in the drink. And Jesus has to pick you up. What happened to your faith, buddy? So he pulls you up again. Thank God for his mercy. Amen? Why not just stay down and let mercy? Let's skip the thing about the power and the glory walking on the water. Let's just do the mercy thing. And most Christians have given up trying because they don't like that going all the way down and then getting up again and then going all the way down and then getting up again. They don't like that. Amen? I don't really care. So whether I'm down in the drink, I don't care. Jesus, help me. I'm just a baby again. Or whether I'm walking, you know, and, oh, it's marvelous and miracles and signs and wonders and ton. To me, it's the same. To me, it's the same. The whole thing is God. Right. It's all about God. Amen. I don't want this brain. I don't want my will. I don't want my works. I don't want my emotions. I don't want my thoughts. I don't want any of that. I don't believe in that tree over there, knowing what good and evil is. I can't be like God. Remember, the devil said to him, if you eat of this tree, you'll be like God. In other words, he knows good and evil. You could know good and evil. You could be independent of him. You don't even need him. You could just eat of this tree. That's your death right there. But it's not a good kind of death. It's a bad kind of death. But if you eat of Jesus' tree, if you eat of Jesus' tree, right here, this one, this is the tree of life. And what is this tree of life? We live by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. This is the tree that he wants you to eat out of right here. Now, when you eat of that tree and you die, eat of this tree and you resurrect. So this is your antidote. This is what you do when you get the poison. This gets rid of it. So you can eat all the poison you want. You can weigh 400 pounds. This will lose all the weight in a minute. Right here. Throw off all those burdens. Woo! Dance. You know, rejoice. You can just be happy again. Amen? How many know you can live that way, not just an hour, but 2 hours, and 10 hours, and 50 hours, as long as you're dead to this world? Amen. So don't eat of that tree. Do eat of that tree. Eat not of that tree. Eat of me, Jesus said. Unless you eat of me, unless you drink my blood and eat my body, you have no part in me. That's crazy talk. How many, that's crazy talk. He's not talking about cannibalism. What's he talking about? Eat of me. He's talking about live by my word. You know, live by your own word or other people's word, or live by my word. I don't believe in Buddha. I don't believe in Hinduism. I don't believe in Muslim. I don't believe in that stuff. I don't even need to read it. What a waste of time. Well, I want to learn all about it. What for? It's just stupid. I don't believe in it. I don't care if people do read it. It's just going to go nowhere. It's just legalism. It's just man at his best or man at his worst. What's the difference? What's the difference between man at his best and man at his worst? It's still man. So for me, this is a personal testimony. Just for me, I'm in love. I'm totally in love. But I'm risking everything because I'm not going by anything down here. I have no security in this world. I have no security at all. I could lose everything. How many know that if I don't lose it, Obama will take it anyway? I mean, you know, my Social Security, he'll take that away from me, and pretty soon I'll have nothing. But I'm not dependent on my Social Security. Amen. I don't care about it. But Peggy even told me the other day she got a raise on hers, you know. So I probably got one too. It's getting, you know, higher and higher. Like, I don't believe in that junk. I've never believed in that. I hate that whole system of guaranteeing people stuff. I thought we were supposed to make our own way down here. Yeah. You know, why depend on the government to fix the potholes? I don't trust the government fix anything. I don't want them to fix anything. I hate governments that help. I want a government that just simply does what I tell it to do. I don't want it to help me. I wanted to do what the founders wrote down. Do that. Do what Jesus tells you to do. Amen. And so I don't want a government that does anything more than defend me from itself. Stay as small and so on and so forth. And I don't want the government to be big. Now, the government today is like God. We're like slaves of God. It's the same as a pope. Same as the new caliph. Some kind of Muslim caliph or something. It's always going to have someone telling me what to do. Well, I ain't doing it. I won't do it. I'm not going to please this world. Amen? So then they'll squeeze me down a little box or something or other. Okay, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many know that if you get squeezed down to a little box, you could die? You could starve because they don't really take care of you that much. And how many know that could be a good thing? I have a God that says everything's going to work out for your good. That may be later. You might have to go through some, you know, agony and problems and troubles because this is not heaven. Yeah. But to me it is. I'm in heaven. I'm already in heaven. So a little box is just as much heaven as, you know, being able to walk around free. So The only reason that I want to walk around free is so I can do whatever Jesus says. But if he wants me to do it from a little box, I'm okay with that. You all understand what I'm saying? I'm not looking forward to anything because I already have everything.
That's right.
How can I look forward to something I already have? No, I'll see it. I'll see him face to face. You cannot see God today face to face. And he wants it that way. He does not want to. I asked him one time, just kind of like behind a cloud, just kind of quickly show your face like that. Actually, I just wanted his hand. Just show your hand like that, and then withdraw it, and I'll follow you. I remember telling him that. I will follow you. Because I don't like this faith thing of just believing in the book, the Bible. I want you to actually do it. No one is looking right now. They're all driving on 820 around Fort Worth. And I was driving on 820 going west. And I remember as I was driving around the corner there where it went from south to west, I said, okay, God, see those clouds up there? They're just so fluffy and full. You could just stick your hand out real quick and no one would see it but me. Then I would follow you. If you just do that for me right now, I doubt you're going to do it, but I'm asking you to do it because I'm not going to follow you if you don't do it. I don't want to just be faith. I want some security. Man, God put his hand right out like that and withdrew it real quick. And I knew. I wanted security. I didn't want the certainty of his word. I wanted the security of this world. And if God just would have done that, I would have said, okay, that's it. I'm going all the way with God like that. That is awesome. You really are big. I saw how big your thumb was. That was a big thumb. Wouldn't that be cool to see Jesus, to actually be in his presence today? Well, I don't care about it. I got his word. I don't need it. I just go by his promise. I totally go by what's written down in that book. I don't want to eat of that tree over there where everything is security. I want no security. I want to go totally on Jesus' word, totally. Only the only thing I got here is the certainty of his word. I can read it, and it doesn't make any sense to that guy over there. But it makes total sense to me. Jim, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Ah, there's my security. All things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. Ah, there's my happiness right there. Rejoice in the Lord always. Oh, there it is. So you see how he solved all my problems? Jim, don't worry about a thing. Be not anxious. How many here have ever been anxious? Everybody, you know, everybody's been anxious. You can't help it if you live off of this tree over here. If you're eating this tree, there's no certainty here. But it looks like it. It's a fake. It's fake. This tree here where you think you can do something apart from God, you don't need a relationship. You don't need a love affair with the living God through just a book that says who he is. But that's what I'm doing. Now, how's my book any better than the Rig Veda? How's it any better than, you know, the Quran? Why is my book better than their book? I don't know. I just like my book. I like it because it's got more happiness in it. I like it because God does everything and I don't do zip. I like it because it's all a gift and none of it has to be earned. I didn't like all those other religions and philosophies and ideas and concepts. I like this one where he wants to be my father and he wants me to be his son, his daughter, his beloved, his whatever. I don't care what he calls me. I don't care if he calls me male or female or stupid or smart. I don't care what he calls me. I just believe everything he said in there is the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And it's changed my life. It's changed my life. I used to be I lived in that tree. I was up in the upper branches of that tree eating all the time. Because I thought, by my own will, my own determination, I thought I was more stubborn than other people, more determined. Because I didn't have any morals, I didn't have any religion, I just had me. How many know that when you have just you, it's a risky business? But I thought, you know what? Whatever this world demands and requires, I'm going to conquer that, and then I'm going to secure it, and I'm going to go further than anybody else. I'm going to do better. I'm going to be smarter and greater and stronger and whatever I have to do. If I have to lie, cheat, and steal, no problem. I don't care what I have to do, but I'm not depending on any other God or person. I didn't believe in people, Hugo. I didn't believe in people. I didn't trust people. And the Bible agreed with me because it said, trust no man. I said, I don't. I don't trust anybody. My mother tried to abort me 4 times. I'm not trusting her. Mm-hmm. She just did what grandmother said because they had to get rid of me because I was in the way. I was in the way. My mom couldn't, you know, get a job, and she had graduated in 3 years from high school, and she was the top, and she was going on with a big career. And now all of a sudden, because she danced too much, fiddled around, she got pregnant, and then here I am. So they tried to get rid of me because that was her only hope. Is, you know, her whole life would be over. Once she had me, it'd be over. I would bog her down. I would bog her down. You see, what a, you know, I was in the way. I was in the road. So everybody tried to get rid of me. I was a piece of nothing, garbage, trash. It was great. We grew up poor, white, Irish trash. I love it. I love that. I still look back on that. That was great. My real father was a Catholic and worked for Jimmy Hoffa. And his brothers were Mafia, and Tom, Uncle Tom, trying to get in, but they can't. Trying to go somewhere. Uncle Vic. And I'm sure they're all dead now. But anyway, my family was like a zoo. It would be like me coming down observing them, because they weren't thinking of me. No one cared about me, and I didn't want them to either. I don't think I felt sorry. I didn't feel sorry for myself, but I just felt I was like in a zoo, and I was just watching them, and they were all emotional and so on and so forth. But I was not emotional. How many know that if you're emotional, you get caught? I could see that as a stupid little kid. I could see that. Emotional people let their emotions dictate. I'm going to be intelligent. I'm going to be smart. I'm going to think before I act. So how many know that? That's what some people think, intellectual people. That's why I thought, man, if I could just go to Harvard or Yale or whatever, and then I could keep going up and get more skills and knowledge, and I'd be worthy. I'd be worth something. Instead of being poor white Irish trash living out in the boondocks, I got to have a real house in town. I could advance myself. Do y'all understand how stupid I was? I was completely stupid. I wanted to improve myself because that was the American way, the American dream. The neighbor behind us made $15,000 a year. That was 4 times what my dad made in a year. I thought, that's not fair. Our house was even bigger. It was one of those 2-story farmhouses that they had moved in from somewhere. And so we had a bigger house, but he had more money. He had 4 times what my dad had. But his has a little one of those houses that they build, you know, quickly. You know how they put whole neighborhoods in. This was in the 40s, 50s. And I thought, you know, we're never going to get anywhere because we're super poor, and we've moved across Ogden Avenue. When you move across Ogden Avenue, you move out of the boondocks and you move into the, you know, middle class neighborhood. And that was awesome. We actually had a toilet, because when I was young, we didn't have a toilet. We got a chemical toilet, I think when I was about 11. But a chemical toilet is just a bucket with some chemicals in it. And so that was then better than the outhouse that we had before that. And I hated to go to that outhouse. Because it was, first of all, it was a long way for a little kid. It probably just a few feet, but it, as a little kid, especially when the snow is right up to here, you have to get out there into that snow and get out there and then hope the rats don't get you. And I thought about that a lot, because those rats were this big to a little kid. I mean, I'm sure they were just this big, but they were this big because I could see them out the back window. And it was just a 2-car garage that we had converted. So all it was a 2-car garage. It just had 2 rooms, front and back. And so that was our house, a pump outside, no plumbing in the house. So we didn't have any plumbing or anything. Electricity was awesome. I remember we got electricity. It was like awesome. We didn't have roads. We just had dirt. There was just dirt. And the horse-drawn milk wagon would bring that milk thing. Oh. And I love that. I love that. Because they left the cream at the top always. And so you always wanted to get the first thing out of that. And it was just a horse thing with dried ice. And it smoked, and that was awesome for a little kid. And I'd go out there and check the guy's horse out and stuff. So we didn't have, like, stone roads with little stones all over them. What do they call those? Gravel roads. We didn't have gravel roads. That was way up toward Ogden Avenue. Again, it's just two blocks, but when I was a little kid, I was like a mile away. I was a long way away. And then they had a paved road was Ogden. That's Route 66, by the way. It goes all the way across from Chicago. It goes all the way, I don't know, to the West Coast or something. I don't know how far it goes. It goes out. But we lived on the wrong side. Now I was on the right side, and we had a house. That was awesome. And it had a toilet. That was amazing. To this day, I thank God when I can go into a shower. We didn't have a shower, but we had one of those old tubs with the feet on it, you know, one of those things. It was cool. But that was uptown. That was like wow, this is really living. Amen? Do y'all understand what I'm saying? I mean, the black people live like kings compared to the way I lived. It was nothing. We didn't have fences. We didn't have anything. Just cows ran across your yard, and you know, you just lived in the wild. And nothing was laid out. We had a property, but you couldn't tell. It's just whatever you mowed. That was your property. Whatever you mowed. And there used to be those hand mowers that were, they didn't have any motor on them. You just had to push it. Yeah. I hated that. It just took forever to push those things. They don't make those anymore, but those were cool. They had the little blade. You push that little thing. And we had a lot of property. Probably an acre. So you, as a little kid, you could just run around. I could shoot my bow and arrow into a thing far away. This was one of the great achievements of being a little kid on a big piece of property. You could shoot your bow and arrow and hit the target. And I was good at it. I could put it 2 fields away and still hit it. I used to do that every day. Every day I would do that. Every day. Made our own bows and arrows. Everything. It's crude little kid stuff. We had no toys. No nothing. That was World War II. The time of the war. So everything was rationed. Everything was... you had to grow your own food. Eat your own stuff off the land. What am I saying? I'm saying today... I believe in Jesus. That's all. I don't care about all that. I don't care about what I didn't have or did have or who my people were or whatever. I'm in love. I'm in heaven. I'm in heaven now. I'm having a ball. This is great. And it's not because I went to Yale. It's not because I learned all this stuff. It's just because I'm still an idiot. I'm still an idiot. I'm still nothing but an idiot. Because I don't believe in all that learning. And I'm smart. I know I am. It's hard to be smarter than me. It really is. It's hard. I believe the judges are wrong. I believe the lawyers are wrong. And they're real smart in their head. But they're fools. They don't even know what they're doing. And on and on. And so what am I doing? Wasting my time being a pastor? Well, I'm helping Willis. Amen. That's what I'm doing.
It's a full-time job.
It's a full-time job. And I'm after Alex, but that I don't think I'm getting anywhere. am I
He sang real good this morning.
Did he sing good? Yeah. All right. Okay. Praise God. Praise God. I wish you'd all be like Sam. Sam, you're one of our chief examples. Is one of our chief examples. And Sam, Randy is catching up with you, so you be careful. He's going to surpass you pretty soon. No, what I want, and this is the God's truth. What I want is for you to fall in love with Jesus. I don't want you to be in love with this world. I don't want you to go by your will and your mind and your emotions and all that stuff like everybody else. I want you to be out of this world.
Exactly.
I want you to have your mind above. I don't want you to have head knowledge. I want you to have heart knowledge.
Right.
I want you to go by the word of God that's hidden in your heart that you might not sin against him. And how is it that you not sin against him? It has nothing to do with sin. How you not sin against him is don't trust anything in this world. Trust his promises. That's how you do it. Your belief is the way you kill that thing over there. This is the faith over here. That's the works over there. Man at his best state, altogether vanity. Man at his worst state, it's exactly the same. I mean, they're both vanity. Best state, worst state, Dallas, Fort Worth. There's no difference between Dallas and Fort Worth. But everybody knows when you meet somebody, oh, you're Fort Worth. Oh, you're Dallas. I mean, I can just look at somebody and realize, you're Dallas. Much more sophisticated, and so on and so forth. You know what? It's all rubbish. The only thing that matters is Jesus Christ. That's all. So, I'll die for that. I'm surprised I'm still alive. I can't believe it. I should be dead. I should not be alive. I didn't do anything. I didn't accomplish anything. I don't even want to. I'm just in love. I'm in love with Jesus.
Yes.
And I'm amazed that I get paid to say this. It's like, this is so cool. Y'all can't do this. This is mine. This is my thing right here. This is it. I love it. I love it. Keep it up. Fill up those coffers. You know, it's great. Praise God. What would I do without that money coming in? I'd have to live on Social Security. Now listen to this. These words spoke Jesus, and he lifted up his eyes to heaven. Where should your eyes be? Up to heaven. Have a heavenly point of view. This is what makes Texas, Texas.
Amen.
The people here, you can swear and drink and smoke and have tattoos. I don't care about all that. But make sure you lift your eyes to heaven. And don't underestimate that guy that drinks beer. He might lift his eyes to heaven. That's what counts. Not that you drank the beer. Now you have gout. You know? That's where it comes from. And all those little crystals in your thing, you better drink Mrs. Bragg's apple cider vinegar. I'm telling you, that'll dissolve those things and you'll be able to walk around. Too much beer, that'll get you gout when you're old. You have to be about 50 to get it. But some have gotten it at 40. It depends on how much beer you drink. So it's hard to drink beer all the time and then avoid problems later. You're going to have all kinds of problems, just like smoking and everything else. So don't do it. Don't drink beer, at least not too much. And if you do, get Mrs. Bragg's apple cider vinegar.
Hallelujah.
2 teaspoons, 3 times a day. I do it all the time, drink as much beer as I want. Some of you people are idiots. You're just idiots. And my God shall supply. All right. So God has an answer to every problem. And you should be experiencing heaven on earth, not because you are in heaven, but because heaven's in you.
Right.
Heaven's in you. Jesus brought it down. How do I know? I read it in the book. I don't need to see it. I just believe it.